More than 1.5 million voters have cast early ballots in Georgia, a key battleground state.
As the presidential race nears its conclusion, Vice President Harris and former President Donald Trump are in a tight contest in several crucial states with just under 2 weeks remaining. The Georgia Secretary of State's office announced that more than 1.5 million voters have cast their ballots early in person across the state as of Tuesday afternoon. Liam White reporting.
A new series of Israeli airstrikes hit multiple locations in Lebanon, some dangerously close to Beirut's only international airport.
Israel had previously indicated it would target the Al-Qaeda Al-Hassan Association, which it claims functions as Hezbollah's unofficial financial institution. The strikes followed an attack on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's private residence in Caesarea by a drone. Neither Netanyahu nor his wife were home at the time, and no casualties were reported. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Florida health officials are seeing a rise in Vibrio vulnificus cases, a bacteria that can cause severe flesh-eating infections following recent hurricanes.
On Friday, the Florida Department of Health released updated data showing several counties with increasing cases. The department reported on its website that Citrus, Hernando, Hillsborough, Lee, Pasco, Pinellas, and Sarasota counties have seen an unusual increase due to the effects of Hurricane Helene. Jim Kender reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
The New Mexico National Guard continued search and rescue missions in Roswell after historic rainfall led to severe flooding.
The flooding, which occurred in and around Roswell and Chaves County, left at least two people dead. Among those affected was a local sheriff who had to climb onto his police truck for safety after it became submerged in water up to the windows. Guard officials reported that 309 people had been rescued since Saturday, with 38 transported to hospitals for undisclosed injuries. Lawrence Keller reporting.
The five men known as the Central Park Five, who were wrongfully convicted of assaulting a jogger in 1989, filed a lawsuit against Donald Trump for defamation following his remarks during the September debate with Vice President Harris.
Yusuf Salam, Raymond Santana, Kevin Richardson, Antron Brown, and Corey Wise, who were cleared of all charges in 2002 and now identify as the Exonerated Five, accused Trump of falsely connecting them to the crime during the Sept-10 debate, despite knowing the claims were false. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for a decisive international response to North Korea's involvement in Russia's war in Ukraine, citing evidence of troop deployments from Pyongyang.
We have undeniable proof that North Korea is supplying not only industrial workers, but also military personnel to Russia, Zelensky stated in a video address. South Korea's National Intelligence Service confirmed Friday that North Korea is preparing to send around 12,000 soldiers to aid Russia in the conflict. Benjamin Wright reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.